Hello, Andy Breckman.
Hey, pal. How are you?
Oh, you do not sound good tonight.
I don't sound good?
No, you sound much worse than usual. And by the way, how is it that I'm the sick one, but you got to stay at home?
It's who you know. But wait, I'm getting an echo in my...
The echo will probably go away, but nothing will make you sound better than crap.
Wait. Do you mean I sound physically sick, or do you mean that the Skype connection is not 100%?
Yeah, you sound really lousy. No, the Skype connection is 100%, actually.
Oh, no, I feel fine. I feel like $4,000.
Yeah, no, your fidelity sounds really bad, but that's all right.
It does?
Yeah. There's a hum and all sorts.
Should I redial?
No, I think it's just crap. I think that there's just crap infused with whatever you're using and doing there. And I feel strongly that if you called back, it would be just as crappy, if not even more crappy. That's my feeling.
I don't care. Wait, let me see if I care. Can you hold for 1 second?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Are you at home or in your office?
Mental inventory.
You're in your office?
Yeah, I'm in my office.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
I know that's,
no problem. No problem. You have your little employees running around there?
Can you hold? I'll check. Can you hold for 1 second?
Sure. Sorry about the fidelity problems, everybody, tonight. Andy found out that I was sick, so he declared that he would not come in.
I do not. It looks like I'm alone here.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks for checking that for me.
Of course.
I wouldn't want the show to proceed without knowing for sure whether you were alone.
You brought it up. You asked me. What the hell is your problem tonight? What is wrong with you? I thought you were excited about this rock opera deal.
I'm really excited about the rock opera.
I can tell you are.
I am.
Well, I think we should go through with it anyway, even though it will bring you pleasure.
Okay. I'm all... And I know that our listeners are also very excited about the...
Why don't you or I explain? Hey, what do you think of my name for it? WFMQ.
I'm not in love with it.
It's great. I agree. It's fantastic.
I could live with it.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. We're not going to do better. I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah. So for listeners who are on the mailing list of the 7 Second Delay newsletter, we mailed out a newsletter today in which we laid out 11 songs from the new 7 Second Delay rock.
We don't have the songs yet.
We described the story arc, right?
We've outlined a story, and the story will be told in 11 songs that we don't have yet that we hope our listeners will provide. And it's a dramatic and sensitive and beautiful and moving rock opera.
And it's kind of a fantasy of yours.
I guess so.
You overthrow me. You essentially overthrow me. And install a soft rock format at WFMU.
Well, it's not just my fantasy. I mean, anyone that's within listening range of the station has the same thoughts, I'm sure. Shares the same dream. The impossible dream is what we call it when you're not in the room.
And soft rock wins out. In the end, you change the format of the station to soft rock. And everybody loves it.
If people would just give the first 4 or 5 albums, Jackson Browne albums, a try, Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, if they just give it a try, you wouldn't have a chance. Your strategy of not letting any of it leak through, to deny your listeners even a taste of it, has been working so far.
No, it does. It leaks through. It leaks through. There's not a complete ban. All these artists.
How open-minded of you is that? So listen, we should talk about the 11 or 12 slots,
right,
that we have to fill, and then any musicians listening, anyone in a band, anyone that wants to put a band together, can call and volunteer, and they should lay claim. They should tell you what slot, or maybe they should list their first or second choices.
Yeah, we're here just to talk with people who would like to participate in the rock opera that we want to make.
Either and obviously there'll be probably a greater response than we need, and that will mean that we'll have to be a little discerning, and you'll make some aesthetic and artistic decisions as the week goes on. I guess you'll do a little research and hear the bands, listen to their stuff online, right?
Right. Like, I know that Sam the Appraiser has expressed interest in song number 10, which Andy has described this way. It's the character of Ken singing it. Andy and I are not actually singing at any point. So if you got the newsletter where you see who is the singer, that's the character who's singing.
It's from your point of view.
Right.
Wait, maybe we should begin with song number one. Maybe we should walk people very quickly in very broad strokes through the outline.
Yes, yes. How does it begin in the fevered imagination of Andy Breckman?
Well, you were in the room. Now, don't deny any responsibility. But we're calling it WFMQ. It's a title that both Ken and I just adore.
Working title. We're open to suggestions for the title.
We're not going to beat that. WFMQ. And it's a cooperative rock opera. And it tells this story. Song number one will be an offensive but funny and witty anti-albino song about albinos, perhaps in the style of Randy Newman's Short People. We'll call it the Albino Song, and that will open our show.
And in terms of the rock opera format, I see this as the introduction to Andy, the evil villain who wins the rock opera. So this is sort of setting the stage for what a horror.
Yes, I guess this is from my point of view. It's me perhaps babbling on the air, doing an anti-albino rant, but it would be in song, obviously in song form, and we're looking for someone to write the albino song, right? And that doesn't have to be the name of it, but that's what we're looking for. That's song number one.
Yes,
right?
Establishing Andy in his true character. Reveling.
What is our phone number for any musicians?
It's 201-536-9368, and we would like
Wait,
to
that's
talk...
not our phone number.
It is. That is our phone number. We're upstairs.
536-9368. 93, hold on. SIXEIGHT.
Can you use the numerals? Don't write out
201. What is it?
536. Just write down the numbers.
Wait, start it over. What?
201-536.
Yeah.
9368. Just use the numbers. Don't write down the letters for the numbers.
Well, the numerals get that's what where people get confused. Let me just do it my way. NINE93THR. Okay.
And we
201-536. Wait, I can't even read my writing now. NIBE.
Nine.
Yeah, nine is not a number.
9368.
9
Got
okay,
it.
So that's the number for any musicians. We need you to write a song. We need you to write a complete song. I think we're putting a time limit on these songs, right? Because we're doing a. You want to press an actual vinyl album?
I would like to put it out on vinyl. Yeah. So we're thinking cover art. Yeah, with cover art. We have somebody in mind for the cover art already.
And liner notes?
Liner notes. We have somebody in mind for the liner notes already, but we have not asked that person yet.
Will there be writing on the side, on the binding?
Maybe. Maybe.
I always love that.
I'm not going to promise that.
You put it on the shelf.
Yeah, I'm not going to promise that.
WFMQ.
Working title. Working title. We need a better name for our rock opera.
If you want to call it that, and then in parentheses put working title after it, what, I would agree with
rock
that.
Rock operas have names like Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat,
or Tommy. Know.
Yeah, true. But you agreed Tommy sucked. You agreed.
Well, only as an adult looking at it, as a grown up looking at it with a little maturity, do you realize it's pure insanity from start to finish, from head to toe.
So song number one...
is the albino song.
The albino song that establishes Andy as the evil hero, the evil
song
hero
number,
of the opera.
Right, okay. Well, the evil, okay.
Yeah, you're putting it, you're installing...
It's a relative, it's a gray area, or in the case of the albinos, it's a pure white area. All right, so anyway, song number two is sung from the albino's point of view. It's sung by albinos, and it's about how their feelings are hurt and they can't help the way they are.
And all, and what an awful person you are, and how dare you.
Yes, and I guess it's by name, by calling me out by name. Right, yeah. Okay.
How dare
it's
you.
A response. It's a response to song number one.
Right, how dare you say such things.
Well, yeah, or their feelings are hurt. Right, calling me out by name. Okay, that's a very good point.
Yeah, it's the Me Too moment. It's the basically yeah. calling yeah. out Andy during... It's a Me Too song.
And they're going to tell the FCC. In the song, they could threaten to call the FCC. Right,
right. Right.
Okay. Then...
To have the station put off the air.
Right, okay. Then song number three is sung... It's the FCC song. It's sung by an FCC official, right?
The
Some
man.
Bureaucrat.
Yeah, the man.
Sung by the man. And the man is saying, enough is enough. I've had enough of this station. Maybe the man lists other offenses that FMU has perpetrated.
What are you doing on your keyboard?
I'm writing notes. So at the end of this show, we will have a more complete outline.
Oh, I see. I see. Right. Because you're not looking at the list. Or are you looking at the list?
I'm looking at the list, but I'm editing and adding to the list.
I see. Okay.
Worry your pretty little head if you hear some keyboard keys being tapped.
I've never heard Andy Breckman writing during a show before. It's a first.
Well, it's actually on topic. I'm
yeah.
helping.
Okay. Oh, good.
Dear God.
It's Andy in the writer's room.
I'm at my office. I'm doing my job. I know you don't usually see people doing their job. I know where you work, Ken. And I know it's kind of an unusual sensation.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so song number three is the FCC song. The man is saying, enough is enough. We're shutting that station down. And he could list other offenses, right? That
sure.
FMU has.
Yep, other offenses. Yep.
Right?
Yeah, how much they hate WFMU.
Right, and it's finally, or maybe the point of the song is finally we have a smoking gun. Finally,
yes.
We have the evidence we need.
Yes, we can finally put an end to WFMU.
Shut that down. Yeah, we're going to pull the plug. We're going to do the world a favor.
Right.
Maybe that's it.
Yep.
Do the world a favor could be the name. The world will thank us. Right. That could be like the name, the working title of that song. So that's song number three. Right.
Yes. Song number four is called Ken's Song. And it's going to go to number one on the Billboard charts.
Exactly.
I'm hoping
it's
that
sung not by you, but it's sung from your point of view, as if you were singing.
Yvonne Elliman, I think, is the person I had in mind as the singer, but singing in the character of Ken.
Yeah, it's Ken's song, and it's a song that you would sing that you will sing after you've lost your gig at the station, and you're now working at some menial job. It's a new gig that you've been reduced to. You're working at the circus.
It's not such a menial job. I work with the animals. I work with large animals.
Yeah, you're giving a suppository to bears.
I'm a bear trainer. I'm the bear medic. So yes, when the bear needs,
you're there. You're handed. You're up the bear's butt most of the day.
If the bear needs an enema, I am the man.
That's your new job. You're working with the bear. And the bear in this case is named Gentle Jim.
Gentle Jim.
People who have read our comic book are probably applauding right now at the return of Gentle Jim.
I believe at the end of the comic book, I got married to Gentle Jimmy.
Yeah, this might be a prequel. This is when you're just meeting Gentle Jim.
Yes, okay, good.
And because we can play with the timeline.
Yes, because song
pop,
four,
all
yes.
Universes.
In fact, this might be how me and Gentle Jimmy meet. Yeah,
this is
song
the origin,
four.
The origin story.
Yes, because song four ends with
you getting raped by Gentle Jim.
Gentle Jimmy having his way with me.
Yeah, imagine if it wasn't Gentle Jimmy. imagine it was Rough Rowdy, Rough Robbie.
If you're just joining us, we're laying out song by song, plot wise, the seven second delay rock opera that we would like to put together for the upcoming WFMU fundraiser.
This is going to be our marathon premium. It's a rock opera. We need 11 or 12 songs written and performed and recorded, and Ken will put them together, and it will be released on vinyl, and you'll be among, give me the argument, why should people be interested in this? You'll be maybe get some radio airplay,
Immortality, going to number one on the charts, getting artists like Yvonne Elliman to sing your words.
None of that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But there'll be maybe some print on the binder on the side of the album. Look, it'll be something you're not totally ashamed of, and I mean you'll regret it, but you won't regret it very, very much.
Yeah, yeah.
You can use the album as a frisbee or a big coaster.
And if you're listening to this program later, you can always email me, ken@wfmu.org, and let me know if you're interested in participating. If you're interested in participating and you have any questions or suggestions, give us a call tonight at 201-536-9368. And song number five is where the story...
Okay, so song number five
takes a twist.
A new character. It's by the new female station manager, and her name is Andrea Dreckman.
And she came from an NPR station in California.
Yeah, it's a little funny. It's a little funny she has an Adam's apple, which you don't notice right away. But anyway, she came from some radio station that she herself can't quite remember the name of.
Yeah.
She's a mysterious character.
She throws
a
baseball.
She may be up to no good.
She throws a baseball just like a man.
Yeah, she throws like a man. And her song is, there's going to be some changes made. She's going to list all the changes at WFMU that she'll be making. And the changes she's making, she's going to introduce a new format, singer-songwriter, soft rock. She'll be playing a lot of James Taylor hits. And then after that, she'll be playing some James Taylor deep cuts.
6 to 9 a.m., I believe, James Taylor hits. 9 to 12... James Taylor deep cuts.
Right, Poco at noon.
And then Poco at noon.
Jackson Brown hour, Jackson Brown Sunday, brunch with Jackson Brown. all the girls on staff get pretty hats to wear.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's an interesting dress code for a female NPR station manager from California to institute.
Kind of unusual.
Yeah,
she installs a literal glass ceiling, literally.
Really? In the studio?
In the studio, yes. It encourages the female staff members and DJs to press their breasts against it.
There's something wrong with this Andrea Dreckman.
And then she stands on the other side of the glass ceiling, above the glass ceiling.
It sounds like she is over the line.
Looking down through the glass.
She's the last person who should be running a radio station.
I could see the argument for her, and I could see the argument against her. Anyway... That's a song sung by the new station manager, Andrea Dreckman. There's going to be some changes made, some changes around here, and she lists all the changes that are going to be made, right?
Right.
That's song number five. And now a song by Ken, that is from Ken's point of view, not literally by you, as if sung by Ken. And it's a slow ballad. It will be a beautiful, heartfelt, slow ballad, right?
Right. And it is also going to go to number one on the charts.
On your chart, on your personal little twisted chart.
Your
four in the morning, your little imagination.
After Ken's song falls down to number two.
Your private chart that you scrawl on the side of your bedroom, on the spot in bed, on the wall. Your little private record chart. Anyway, it's a heartfelt ballad, and it's sung by Ken, and it's Ken just kind of pining for his old life. Woe is me. I miss my life. I miss the hippie noise. I miss being in charge. I would do anything to get back to the station.
And part of it has to be a duet with Gentle Jim. This is where.
Yes, and Gentle Jim, who's now your partner in life.
You can see that Ken and Gentle Jim are starting to fall in love.
Yeah, and that song also should end with you being raped.
By the way, Andy, I just wanted to let you know that Sam the appraiser is on the line, and he does want to participate. I happen to know that he has an idea for song number 10. So should we wait?
Okay.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Okay. You can tell Sam thanks.
Sam, you can hang on, or you can call back when we get to song 10. Your choice, Sam. Okay. So song number six is the Woe Is Me Ken song.
Your ballad.
Yeah, and...
Okay, so that now we're on song number seven. We're telling the story. If you're just joining us, we envy you that. Probably every listener we have envies you. We are putting together a rock opera. It's going to be our FMU Marathon Premium. It's going to be 11 or 12 original songs, and they're going to tell this story, and we're telling you the story now. So any musicians listening who want to throw their hat into the ring and be considered for the opera can contact Ken. How can they contact you?
By email, ken@wfmu.org. And song number 7 is what Andy said.
You're assuming everyone has access to email.
ken@wfmu.org. Yeah, I am. I'm making
you
that.
You are? That's an assumption you're making?
Yes, I am. I am making that. I know it's not true.
Why don't you give your cell phone number just in case?
Okay, 201 575 5608.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so song number 7 is a duet with. Now, will Clay Pigeon actually record his part in this?
He might, yeah. He might actually want to record this part.
And would you do your part in this if he does his?
I would. I would do it with him if he has
time.
So
this would be, so unlike the other songs, this would actually have Ken and Clay Pigeon, the characters, actually singing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If Clay Pigeon will go along with it, which I don't know, because this is a very dark song.
Right.
Because
it's Clay Pigeon, WFMU's own beloved Clay Pigeon, reveals himself to be the devil. I guess it begins with Ken saying, I'll do anything to work at FMU again. I'd even work as a volunteer. And suddenly there's Clay Pigeon.
Clay Pigeon with his pixie dust, and his pixie dust is revealed to be some kind of satanic talisman.
Yeah, it's Clay Pigeon. Yeah. It's a full-on, straight-up devil.
Right.
And the song ends with Clay Pigeon granting Ken's wish. I will get you back to WFMU, and on two conditions. One is I now own your soul, and the other would be involve sexual favors.
Yes.
He rapes.
Yes,
you.
He rapes me.
Yeah.
And we were hoping.
And
he
rapes you, and it's so rough that you maybe miss Gentle Jim, or maybe Gentle Jim comes and joins.
I was actually hoping that the last line could be, ooh, I miss Gentle Jim.
Yeah, that could be good.
Kind of like the way Apu on The Simpsons always, you know, hits the octave high note.
Yeah, and then Gentle Jim appears and rapes you, and then your real last line is, maybe not.
Or I meant not
now. Yeah,
I
was joking. Yeah, maybe not.
Okay. That's song number 7.
Song number 7. That's you and Clay Pigeon.
I hit rock bottom.
Well, no. That's actually a hopeful song. You make your pact with the devil.
Oh, but then what happens?
Rock bottom was I would say you at the circus.
But then the devil has his way with me. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay, that's bad.
Yeah.
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 Okay, then song number 9 is
song number eight.
I skipped one. I apologize. Song number 8 is a duet. It's From Your Point of View Again, Ken, and the new station manager, Andrea Dreckman's point of view. And it's a snappy, should be upbeat duet. And it's a job interview where she is questioning you. You want to volunteer there, right?
And we're going after kind of a Bye Bye Birdie vibe musically in this song.
Yeah, poppy, snappy, Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah.
Old school Broadway vibe.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So if you think you can handle that for us, that would be great. And it's in the form of a job interview. And Ms. Dreckman is telling Ken what his new duties would be if he comes to work at the station. If he comes back to the station, and
they'll be horrible duties.
It will be horrible, disgusting duties: cleaning the basement, cleaning the pit. I think you would be weaving Nick DeBard's armpit hair, cleaning behind the toilets.
But there's,
and
there's,
you are undeterred. You're happy to do it.
Right. Nothing I wouldn't do to get my foot back in the door.
Right. You're just happy to be back. Happy to be home. Right?
Yep.
So it's a job interview where you are undeterred, even though Miss Andrea Dreckman is going to make life difficult for you. And here's song number 9. And it's sung by Ken, or from Ken's point of view. And it's Ken. He's astonished to learn. He just saw something astonishing. The new station manager, Andrea Dreckman, he's late at night. Ken gets a glimpse of her, and she's peeing standing up. She's a man. That would explain the 5 o'clock shadow in the Adam's apple.
Yeah.
In hindsight.
Yeah, and the pretty hats. And,
yeah, and the glass ceiling.
The glass ceiling that you installed.
Now it all makes sense. It's kind of what the thrust of this song is. How, right? Now it all makes sense.
How blind I was. And now I see.
Oh, my God. And it's Andy Breckman, right? It's Andy. It's my arch nemesis, Andy.
What kind of fool am I?
What kind of fool, yeah, was I? Yes, I should have known. How blind I was, right.
Yeah.
I was blinded, right.
And how do I catch you peeing standing up?
I don't know.
Maybe you just come and use the urinal next to me in the men's room.
Or maybe as station manager, I know it's a tradition at the station, when you have to urinate and relieve yourself, you don't need to go to the bathroom. You just do it in any hallway or room you're in.
Maybe that's
isn't that your policy?
Is
there?
That one? That sounds like one of Andrea Dreckman's policies.
Yeah.
Okay.
The station manager does not have to make it all the way to the.
Yeah, that's how awful WFMU has become under the management of Andrea Dreckman.
Yes, that's probably one of her most controversial changes.
Okay.
That and installing literal glass ceilings. So, yeah. So she's a tough boss, but it's not even a she; it's me. It's a guy.
Yes,
it's not,
of course.
Yeah.
This is where it's finally revealed.
Yeah.
It's finally revealed in song 9.
Finally revealed. It all makes sense.
Yes.
And here's song number 10 is a big, angry power rock anthem. It's you, from Ken's point of view, rallying the troops. You're now talking to the staff members and the other DJs.
Right. It's like...
On the station, and you're... And your song is, let's take that station, let's take our station back.
Right. It's half, right? We won't get fooled again, and half, we will rock you, we are the champions.
Right, we won't get fooled again, right? Yeah. Together, we're unstoppable, right?
Right, it's the epic power rock anthem about taking the station back, taking it away from Andrea Dreckman, who has installed California soft rock.
What a fantastic moment that will be.
24 hours.
Toward the end of... Side two.
Oh, I can't
fantastic.
Wait.
Fantastic. I know you can't wait for that song.
I can practically hear it.
I wonder who's going to do that song for us.
Yeah.
And then song 11 is a song, and it should be a song. I think it should have beautiful harmonies. I think it should be sung by a group.
It's almost like an overture.
Yeah, by a group, right?
Yeah.
Harmonies, and it should be sung from the FMU staff and the DJs at this... At the station, and it should have all our characters: Gentle Jim, the albinos, and the song is "Sorry, Ken, we're not with you. We were wrong, and you know we realize now Andy was right. Those singer songwriters really speak to us and touch our soul, and we like our pretty hats, and even the albinos agree." That things are better now. Gentle Jim should join in our rapey bear, mm-hmm. And that's our last song. So let me very very quickly. We'll give out the phone number 201-536-9368. I'm going to very quickly. Song one is our offensive albino song. Song two is a response to that. The albinos have feelings too. Song three is the FCC official saying enough is enough. We're shutting down the station. Song four is from Ken's point of view. He's now working at a menial job. He's at a circus with the bears. He's a bear trainer. Song five is introducing the new station manager, Andrea Dreckman. It's a female lead singer. Going to be some changes made. Has to be a female in that case. That's a note. Song six is sung by Ken. It's a mournful, slow ballad. He misses his old life. He would do anything to get his old life back. And that's a duet with the bear. Song seven is a duet. And this one that Ken and Clay Pigeon, unlike the others, may actually do the lead vocals themselves. Clay Pigeon reveals himself to be the devil. And Ken makes a pact with him to get back to the station. Song eight is a peppy, upbeat, snappy, old school Broadway duet with Ken, or Ken's point of view, and Mrs. Dreckman. So it's a male and female voices. It's a job interview where Ken is getting his job back.
Well, it's you doing a female voice.
Yeah, but it should be a female voice.
Okay.
That would be fun. And then song 9 is Ken's point of view. He's astonished. It's a kind of a dramatic song. He sees the station manager peeing standing up
in the middle of the office, not even bothering to walk to the bathroom or even go by the wall or in the trash basket.
That's how powerful CEOs do it.
Yeah.
And now it all makes sense. She is a he, and he is Andy Breckman. It was Andy Breckman all along. It was Andy all along. Could be the name of the title. Andy all along. Okay, could be the name of the song. Okay, and that's good because four or five things rhyme with along.
I feel like I'm in the writer's room for Monk.
Then, song 10 is sung by Ken, or that is from Ken's point of view. It's a male lead singer. It's an angry rock power anthem to the rest of the FMU staff. Let's take our station back. Who's with me? We won't ever get fooled again, right?
Right. We are the champions, or Judas's, some of Judas's songs from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, it'll be just
that kind of thing.
Powerful rock anthem.
Yeah.
And song 11 is I think it should have harmonies. It should be a group song.
It's very, almost like I'd like to teach the world to sing.
An upbeat song.
Hippies, lots of multicultural men and women singing, birds chirping.
Yes. Yes, it should be right. You're right. Very upbeat and sunny.
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to be, in some ways, that's our more challenging
sunshine
slot.
Pop, yeah.
The sunshine pop, it's in some ways, that's a more challenging.
And Andy,
slot. It's going to be a lot of overdubbing, maybe. And they're singing, you know what, Ken? We realize now Andy was right. These sensitive, soft rock singer-songwriters are the way to go. We should be doing songs that people love. Why not produce a radio station that people...
There will be a part in the song where only the female vocalists sing "We Like Our Pretty Hats." So it'll be like a chorus.
Yeah. And some of them are pressing their breasts against the glass ceiling while they sing.
And then there will be a section where only the sensitive males sing, "We actually love Poco. We adore Poco."
Yeah. And the albinos are... maybe the albinos have agreed to go to the tanning parlor. all's right with the world.
Yes. Amazing that you came up with this particular storyline.
God's in his heaven, and all's right with the world as we end our little rock opera.
And if you would like to...
WFM Coup.
Please find us another name. Please find us another name.
You're not going to beat it, buddy.
Yes, we are. I bet you there's better names right now. I bet you there's better names on the chat board right now. I just can't look at them until after the show's over. But right. Sam the Appraiser is on the line, and he, I believe... has a demo version of song number 10.
Oh, good.
The Angry Rock Power Anthem.
I can't wait.
About taking the station back. Hi, Sam. You're on the air.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Sam.
Hey Sam. Thanks for offering to be part of this.
Yeah, no problem. I got song 10 for you, and I got a killer title for you.
What's the title?
WFMU Laid Bare.
Oh, laid bare.
Get it, Andy?
Yeah, I do get it.
Get it?
Yeah, B-A-R. Wait, how do you spell bear the animal? I'm blanking.
B-E-A-R?
Oh, yeah, B-E-A-R.
Yeah. Okay, like Sam, that. And what's
it works
the...
on two levels.
And what's the name of the power anthem?
I'd love to find a title that works on 12 levels. But two's not bare.
Yeah, 12 levels would be good.
Two is a start.
Okay, well, this is song 10, Let's Take Our Station Back. This is a, you know, power rock ballad. All right, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take our station back. We won't be fooled again. Who's with me? Let's take our station back. This time we're going to win. Can't you see that we ain't gonna take this nonsense? We want to be free, so let's take our station back.
Andy, your immediate impression?
My immediate impression is I I love the Frankenstein myth, and I think I appreciate now how Dr. Frankenstein felt.
Uh-huh.
When the monster actually blinked and sat up and came to life, and he realized what he had done.
So, Sam, do you have a band that you can record that with, or can you record that yourself as a band, or you're throwing it out there, though?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I could try to record it. I don't have a band. I mean, I could try to get some friends.
You have a week to get a band together. You have a week to go out and make some friends, and then form them into a band. Well, I think the Monkees came together.
That doesn't sound realistic to me.
But if there's any bands out there, the song's already written.
Well, I would say I love the song. I think the song is a work in progress. I would love, just as if I may offer some notes, wouldn't you love some more specifics in the song, Kenny?
Yes, I would.
Do you know what I mean? Like some of the details that we've been discussing. It would be great to add them to the
anger
that's
to
like
the
a
lyrics.
Has to be very angry.
And I think it'd be funny if there were some very specific lines about the policies that they've had enough of.
Yeah, as I'm singing, I'm angry about the fact that Andrea Dreckman P's standing up. I'm angry about her Andy Breckman's attitude towards albinos.
Well, you're angry that I fooled everyone.
Right, I'm angry.
And it was all a charade.
The horrible soft rock that Andy and Andrea Dreckman have foisted upon.
I think what we have is perhaps the start of a chorus or a verse.
Yeah, add more verses, okay. Sam. Yeah.
Yeah, make them specific.
More
specific. You need to make some friends.
Okay.
Maybe you can go online. There are chat rooms, or you can date. Maybe some women can be in a band with you. You start dating and form a band.
No, that's a good idea.
You'd have to date, you know, if you date a drummer, and then you go out and date a bassist, and you go out and date a lead guitar.
Need some serious electric guitar for this thing.
Yeah, well, you'd have to date. You'd have to go on a few dates. So you'd have an all-girl backup band.
No, that's a good idea. Okay.
That's an interesting approach, Andy.
I think that's how the Monkees
perform. Really? They just started dating?
Yeah. Some female executive at ABC.
She started dating musicians until she found the Monkees.
She went on four dates.
And she went
four for four.
I think she dated Stephen Stills and was so disgusted that then
she went four for five.
Yeah. then she dated Davy Jones and the band was formed.
Yeah, it all just fell into place.
All right, well, thank you, Sam.
All right,
thanks,
you guys going to go with WFMU Laid Bare?
That's better than WFM Coup.
Maybe. Let's say maybe. You can't just say maybe.
Maybe. Maybe, Sam.
Yeah. Sam, you've given us a lot to think about.
And, Andy, we have somebody else who would like to participate. Ed?
Oh, good. Let's give that phone number again. 201-536-9368. Hey, if you want to look at, we have a version of this outline, a rough version of our rock opera outline online, don't we, Kenny?
I have not put it on the playlist, but it went
down. Why not? Why not?
Because I'm sick and I didn't get a chance to do that today.
Wait, you mean people are just... No, can't. Oh,
but you explained everything and every...
So, I know, but you want... But that's what people do. They go on the playlist and they can follow along.
Yeah,
I
can put it on the playlist after the show. I didn't have a chance to do it before the show, but...
What does that mean? Because you were sick? You were just... You were on the crapper? You were throwing up?
I was in bed. I didn't have my computer in bed with me. I had to get all hopped up on meth and Advil in order to come here to do the show with you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sorry if my anger has come out. It's the meth. It's the meth speaking.
You take meth when you're congested?
No, only when you have to rally. When you have to rally, you take Advil, Advil and meth.
I think you take meth for almost any reason on earth.
There are many good reasons for taking
somebody meth. Somebody else on the elevator sneezes. Oh, I better get some meth in me.
But it's, you know, it's not.
There's a slight breeze.
I'm not freebase.
I better get some meth.
I mean, I'm not smoking it. I have breath. I have nice meth breath spray. You want to hear it? There it is. Mm. And
this was online, so you've got to post it at some point.
I will, but everybody, tons of our hardcore listeners who would participate in this all got the email today anyway.
Nobody reads that stupid.
Yeah. Ed in New Brunswick, you're on the air. Ed!
Hey, Ed, tell us about your band.
Oh, well, we have lost Ed. The phone number
The phone number is 201-536-9368. Hey, you know who I hope steps up to and volunteers?
Who?
My son's band. They're the greatest. DC and the Desperados. They do a great job.
Oh, they did our theme song once.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, DC and the Desperados. I think that was the most popular 7-second delay theme song we've ever had.
It probably was. It should be in heavy rotation. And my art director, Johnny Celentano, is a great singer and a great songwriter. I hope he sobers up. And
what's the name of Johnny's band?
You know what? I think he's between bands, but he can put a band together. Or maybe he has a new band that that might consider it.
He's doing a lot of dating right now?
He is a single guy.
Dating?
He's dating musicians, putting a band together.
Okay.
And
Ed has called back, Andy.
Okay.
Hi, Ed in New Brunswick. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Long-time listener, and I was compelled to call today.
Oh, thank you, Ed.
Great. What's the name of your band?
Well, I do a solo project called Ed Man Eats Children.
Ed Man?
Ed Man, two separate words.
Mm-hmm. Eats Children.
Eats Children, yes.
That's a great name.
Good name.
Good
Thank
name.
Thank you. And I think I would be good for track number 3, and I would love to help you out with your rock opera.
Oh, track number 3, of course, is The Man's Song. It's the FCC official complaining about the anti-albino material and how offensive and horrible WFMU is and how they're happy that they finally found a smoking gun. And enough is enough. They're shutting FMU down. And Ken Friedman, you're out.
And if a song ever spoke to me, I think that's the one.
Great.
Now what does someone do in this case? They should,
Ed, can you
submit their...
Yeah, Ed, email me if you can.
Okay.
And send me a link to some of your music if it's on Bandcamp or something or wherever, or just send me a song.
All right, definitely.
Cool. And my email is ken@wfmu.org.
All right, sounds great. I'll do that tonight.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ed.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, you know who else? I neglected to thank my wife, Bethy, who actually suggested this idea. She's never had an idea that you responded to. I didn't get it. I will admit that. She said, hey, you guys should get your musician listeners to do a rock album.
Oh, you didn't like this idea right away?
I didn't get it at all.
Oh.
And I mentioned it to you just the most casual way, and I've never seen you more excited.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea.
But it might have been the mess speaking. So,
yes.
So we thank Beth for that. Hey, I also just remembered I have another talented musician in my life, my son-in-law, Tim Sussman.
Tim,
is really a great singer and a great songwriter and works with his brother, and they could probably put together a great cut for us. So I think I can, between me and my son and my son-in-law and my.
But we're opening this up to the listeners, though.
But I've got side two covered for you.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
All right.
We are looking for listeners to participate with their bands or solo projects, I will have the list of songs that we're looking to fill up.
And what are you doing? You're going to take their emails and take their names, and then you're going to do a little research as the week goes on, and you're going to make your decision.
Yeah, I'm going to discuss it with them, and then I'll make assignments. I'll discuss it with them, find out what they want to do. Like Sam has a song written for number 10, so we have that available. And maybe I can find a band to cover that song. We're going to make 11 song assignments.
And Johnny could cover that song.
And then we'll give people around a month. I'll talk to Clay Pigeon about whether he wants...
And what are we paying? How much, what kind of royalty, what kind of advance can people expect?
It's about 25 points. That's a huge, huge cut of the
You're
action.
You're giving each... We're gonna recruit 10 musicians, 11, maybe 12 musicians. That you're giving each of them 25%.
Yeah, the math works out.
Does the math work out there?
It works.
You're giving away 300-400%.
Well, that's just an indication of how well the songs are going to do once they get.
Well, you make if the station makes $100, you will owe people $300.
Yeah, but that's from the later investors. And each band has to come up, with four investors of their own, and then each one of those investors needs to come up with four. But bear in mind,
this is your Ponzi.
That's not related. That's not related to its use as a WFMU fundraising premium. That's the commercial release later, when these songs get released commercially, and rise up the charts. And each band gets 25% of that action of the commercial, physical and digital download sales.
So this is going to be produced by Bernie Madoff.
It's Bernie Madoff Bernie Madoff and Steve Albini co-producing this.
So the bottom line, nobody's seeing a nickel. But here's our promise to you. You're not going to see a nickel.
But your name will be on the WFMU 7-second delay marathon premium in 2019. We'll give you a couple of copies of the record.
How about we'll give you the option to take your name off it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Unless you pay up.
If you want to use a pseudonym, that'll cost you about $200 extra.
Exactly. But, as always, pseudonyms cost you extra.
But we will do that for you.
201-536-9368. We're looking for musicians that will volunteer to write and record one of our songs.
Maybe our pals Hyman and Metal Funkel.
That'd be beautiful.
Yeah, what song would be right for Hyman and Metal Funkel?
You know what? We can find other, if the response is overwhelming. We can create new songs.
That's true. Yeah, we figured that if it was 3 minutes per song and 25 minutes per side, yeah. So we can have about 8 songs per side. So we can go to 16 songs, sorry. And we have 11 now. So we could add, if there's overwhelming enthusiasm.
Between you and me, between you, me, and the artist.
Yeah, or if you have an idea for a whole other song, if you have a whole idea, a new ending, perhaps, in which soft rock does not.
No, the ending, we're locked into the ending. We're married to that. But Gentle Jim the Bear could have a song where Gentle Jim could regret his brutish ways.
Yes.
And could lament the nature of the beast and his own nature, his own impulses. And
right, right. And sing of his love for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you or any hole in any tree, you know.
Or mud.
Yeah, or mud.
He could debate who he loves more. Yeah.
I think I see some mud. Could be the last line of that song.
And look, there's Ken.
Excuse me.
What a choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so we could add that song.
That's a song right there.
Gentle Jim's theme.
That would be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing.
And Mike in Montclair, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I think the idea about a few additional songs is great. I think it needs an overture up front by a 50s doo-wop group about Madison, the birthplace of the devil.
I love it. I don't like it. I love it.
Something like, Madison is where the devil learned his trade. Madison is where nobody gets laid.
Madison, you mean it sets the stage. It'll just set the stage for the story to come.
Yeah, the devil was born in Madison. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny because I was born in Madison.
Wow. Damn. What a coincidence.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I think I now see the point you're trying to make.
I had no idea.
Mike, are you in a doo-wop group? Are you in one?
I could put one together. I'm going to church choir practice right now as a nurse.
That's oh my god, that's a home run! You could do that. You could also take slot 11.
We're Unitarian, so we can curse and everything.
Wow, that's so cool. So yeah, so email me, Mike, at ken@wfmu.org, so we can talk about it.
I will.
We're serious about this.
I am too.
Yeah, we'll need
four singers in mind.
Cool. We would need a recording around a month. Beautiful. Great.
Okay.
It would be great. I mean, it's going to be an eclectic group of musicians. It's going to be great, especially if we can get different types of bands and sounds.
Yeah, it'll be the LP equivalent of the 7-second delay graphic novel, which was a huge.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
A giant publishing triumph.
Yeah.
And I work in Jersey City, so it's convenient.
Oh, that's excellent. Great. Thanks a lot, Mike.
That'll save your postage stamp. There you go.
All right, so Mike's taking part, and Ed Mann and Sam the Appraiser's writing the power rock anthem. Let's take the station back.
This is exactly the kind of response we were hoping for. 201-536-9368. We're putting together, we're compiling a cooperative rock opera. We call it WFN Coup.
We need a title. We do need a title for it.
You're not going to beat that.
I'm hoping somebody on the chat board has suggested a better title. It has to have happened by now.
Maybe Kenny.
Linda Lee is suggesting that Gentle Jim's theme could be "Can You Be My Honey Bear," or "Can You?"
Oh, I love that's fantastic.
Can you be my honey?
That's fantastic. That has two puns in one title. That's a home run.
Yeah.
Songwriters dream of that. Jimmy Webb would sit around and kill. Jimmy Webb would kill for two puns.
We should get him to participate. You think he's available?
He used to live in Montclair.
Really?
Oh, he was in Montclair for years. He raised his family in Montclair.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, he had a big family.
Wow, so a lot of great songs were written in Montclair.
No, I don't. I think his great songs, his best known songs, were written when he was a kid, 19, 20, 21 years old, long before his movie. Nothing good has ever been, never come out of Montclair.
Out of Montclair, nothing good.
Nothing. No, I've been there.
I bet you there's something good that's come out of Montclair.
Can't think of a thing.
Even Hoboken had some good songs that came out of Hoboken.
Well, Sinatra came out of Hoboken.
Yeah.
201-536-9368. Maybe one of Sinatra's grandchildren. Maybe Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah, we should ask her.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
If she would do the part of Andrea Dreckman, the new station manager. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that could be like the...
I would have died and gone to heaven.
Yeah, that would be cool if the Andrea Dreckman job interview song was kind of like Boots. These boots are made for walking.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If Nancy Sinatra's listening, what are the odds of that?
One out of three, I think. I have to look it up. I'll tell you later. So we have 5 minutes left. If anybody wants to participate, the phone number is 201-536-9368, or email me at ken@wfmu.org. If you would like to get today's newsletter, I can send it to you, or you can subscribe.
Now why isn't anyone else calling? Are you worried?
I am not worried. No, I'm not worried.
You're not concerned?
Not at all, no.
I mean, when we announced our graphic novel, didn't the phones just light up?
Yeah, more than this, it's true. It's true that there's a higher bar for this, much higher bar, I'd say. It's
probably because you have to write the song and record the song.
Yeah, all within a month, and you know you're going to be recording you're going to be on the same album as Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, so you know it's a little intimidating. There's also the Ponzi scheme element that might be scaring some people away. There's the meth.
One of the producers is a meth head.
The bear rape.
You could lose your life savings.
There's the rape.
See.
There's the fact that rock.
I can see how there's a lot to consider.
The rock opera seems to be pro Satan. It seems to be pro soft rock. It seems to be anti albino. There's any number of problems that might be preventing people from wanting to participate.
Nobody's volunteering to do the glass ceiling theme, the career ending, glass ceiling song.
That is a career ender. It's so nice to have you back, Andy. It's so nice to have you.
With nothing to lose.
No longer fearing that you'll be Me Too'd and lose your Netflix show. Yeah. That was a dark moment.
The worst that can happen now is by Who Too'd they suffer.
Yes.
That's the only exposure on Facebook.
And you have a game show that's being...
Oh, you're right. Oh, my gosh. Wait, hold on. Yeah. Wait, tap the brakes. Hold your horses. Hey. Yeah, I do have a show going on the air at TBS.
We have one last call that we're going to take while we play the theme song. It's Dan in Albany.
Oh, good.
Hey, Station Man, Ken, how's it going?
Hey, Dan.
You love the show.
I do love the show.
Oh, thanks, Dan. That means the world to us.
I really think you need to force Andy to sing his parts in this thing.
I don't think I'm going to be singing, but I'm going to be the spiritual. I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how the part that Andy would normally sing, he says it has to have a female vocalist?
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah. And he doesn't even...
Dan, are you volunteering? Are you offering to write and record
for
us?
I want to volunteer to write Song 7.
Song 7?
The Raping of Ken by the Devil.
Okay. Oh, that's the one that Clay Pigeon and I might record ourselves, but
if you don't,
Dan, email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Can do.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. No, I apologize. I was just yawning, and I should have hit mute. But I wasn't yawning because of our show. I was thinking about a very, very boring show.
I see. Yeah, you got to figure out whatever your audio problem is there in your writer's
office.
Oh, I'm
sorry. I usually am in better shape on Skype. I apologize.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. You must have... did you bring any of the equipment from your masturbatorium into your writer's room tonight? Something is drawing?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, that's probably it.
But I waited for the tubes to get warm.
Your masturbatorium equipment is interfering with the Skype audio. So next time you Skype in, leave it at home.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Nick the Bard.
Hey, thank you, Beth, for the suggestion.
Thanks, Beth, for the idea. And thank you to our thank you girl, Dana. We'll be picking a new thank you girl soon.
Okay. And feel better, Ken.
Thanks, Andy. See you later.
Yeah.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kim Zilla.
The mouse problem. This week, the world around us looks at the growing social phenomenon of mice and men. What makes a man want to be a mouse?
Well, it's not a question of wanting to be a mouse. It just sort of happens to you. All of a sudden, you realize that's what you want to be.
When did you first notice these, should we say, tendencies?
Well, I was about 17, and some mates and me went to a party. And, we had quite a lot to drink, and then some of the fellas there started handing cheese around. just out of curiosity, I tried a bit, and, that was that.
Yes. And what else did these fellas do?
Well, some of them started dressing up as mice a bit. and then when they got the costumes on, they started squeaking.
And was that all?
That was all.
And what was your reaction to this?
Well, I was shocked.
Yes.
But gradually I came to feel that I was more at ease with other mice.
Mr. A tells us what actually goes on at these mouse parties.
Well, first of all, you get shown to your own private hole in the skirting board. Then you put the mask in on. Then you scurry into the main room and perhaps take a run in the wheel. Then you steal some cheese, brie or camembert or cheddar or gouda if you're on the Ardor stuff. You might go and see one of the blue cheese films. Then there's a big clock in the middle of the room, and about 12:50 you climb up it, and then eventually it strikes one and you all run down.
And what's that?
That's the farmer's wife.
Perhaps we need to know more of these mice men before we can really judge them. Perhaps not.
Evening lifers, you are listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla.
I would like to thank station manager Ken very much for wearing rubber gloves throughout his entire broadcast this evening in order to make sure that I didn't get sick while operating the board and changing the microphone pop filter. Thanks,
he needed
station
a little
manager
mask
Ken.
Thing, but he yeah. did look like he was like ready for a proctology exam.
I do think he is missing an essential tenet of disease transmission in that your germs don't come from your hands. They come from like your mouth and your eyes and your nose. And so like if you touch, the problem is like you transmit it through your hands because you touch your face and then you touch other things. But if you're just wearing gloves,
he's trying
the
not
germs
to get
that you're
sick,
touching.
But he's already sick.
Exactly. And the things that you're touching are just like getting on the gloves and then they're getting other places. But it was really thoughtful. It's the
he's
thought
trying.
That counts. If I don't get sick.
Well, we'll see.
Remains to be seen.
We'll see. This is so suspenseful. I can't wait to see.
It's a cliffhanger for next week.
How
see if
things
I got
turn
sick.
Out for you.
Yeah. It's actually just an extended episode that we're doing that spans the whole season called How Does Disease Work?
That's been it's been a petri dish around here lately.
It has been. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And I'm feeling a little better. I still have a bit of an octave difference.
You do, but it's like sultry.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh.
I think it sounds more like I smoke 2 packs a day.
I always wished I could get my voice to do that like sultry, like Adrian Barbeau in the fog thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I sound like Carol Kane with a cold. No good for anything.
Yeah, well,
lifers,
we're here for part two
of furries.
Furries part two.
Furries part two.
So good. You need to have a second dose.
There's
nothing furry about that silly little analogy. Was that an analogy?
No,
not even just... that. My brain will work eventually.
One of these days.
Look, the guy in the background of this picture kind of looks like if Dez just let himself go.
No, oh my God, he totally does. That's exactly what he looks like. What if he's listening right now?
He's going to be like, what do you mean, let myself go? I got to look online. Speaking of, mm-hmm. You guys should hop online. We already have a good crew queuing up here.
On the message board. If you go to WFMU.org and click on playlists and comments, you can join us there.
Yeah.
And we would love to have you.
A few people recognized our intro, which was from Monty Python.
Uh-huh. Thanks to Tommy from Never Sync last week for giving us that.
Actually, Roger from...
Oh, it was Roger that gave it to us.
Yeah, our very own Roger, who has a kids show on Saturdays.
Oh, he mentioned mm-hmm. it too. Oh, okay. Yeah, Tommy mentioned it on the message board last week,
because
too.
It's such an obvious connection.
Right,
but it's
of
great,
course. The mice people.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I had never heard that before.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah, we should watch that
sometime. I got to be honest, I'm not a big Monty Python fan.
We're going to have to talk about this later. I can't get into this with you right now. It's too much.
It's, you know, comedy is a funny thing.
Comedy is a funny thing.
Because
some people
doesn't...
think you, you know...
Like, I think I remember at, like, 14 thinking it's hilarious, but as I got older, I was like, this isn't following through with me. Like, it's not sticking.
That's a good point. I wonder if it stands the test of time.
It doesn't. I mean, but comedy doesn't stand the test of time.
Well, I haven't watched it in, it's something I used to, like, watch with my dad when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember really loving it, and I, like, haven't really seen it. As an adult,
there has to be
so
like.
To be honest, I don't know.
You kind of have to separate like the appreciation for the comedy
mm-hmm.
because comedy evolves.